Can the moon be the jumping off point for a new economy in space?
It makes a lot of sense to, you know, make a pit stop at the moon. However, the question still always remains, how do you pay for it?
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The U.S. wants to send astronauts back to the moon before aiming for Mars. Here's President Trump making the announcement.
This time, we will not only plant our flag and leave our footprint, we will establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars and perhaps someday to many worlds beyond.
This would be the first American mission to the moon since 1972. Joining me now to space out about this is Kimberly Adams, who covers space and politics from Marketplace's Washington Bureau. Kimberly, why? Why the moon?
Why not? I mean, we were going to go to Mars. Look, the administration is basically shifting priorities. A lot of previous administration under the Obama administration, they were like, you know what? Let's go to Mars. And the Trump administration, as have previous administrations, including the Bush administration, is saying instead, let's focus on a closer target, the moon, and do all of our research and development there in partnership with private industries and private companies that are already working on these things. And then later on, we can go to Mars.
Both Bush administrations, right? I mean, it seems important to point out that this is not sort of new thing. In fact, Vice President Mike Pence actually resurrected the National Space Council sort of in order to kickstart exploration again, right?
Right, but let's think about what the moon represents. Mars can be, and going to Mars and the money and the research and the technology needed to go to Mars can be a bit abstract for people because you don't look up every night except for when there's a new moon and see Mars bright and beautiful in the sky. But the moon lives in the American consciousness in a different kind of way, and it's a bit more tangible. And also, you know, we've been to the moon before, and it makes sense that we should be able to, without as much drama, go again.
It's a little more than, you know, we already have the moon programmed into our Google Maps. Isn't it that once we're there, we can set up a base that's kind of outside of Earth's gravity well, and it might make it easier to launch to Mars?
Yes, that's exactly what the administration hopes it will be, and it makes a lot of sense. It's got a little bit of gravity, but not as much as, you know, Earth does, and so you can do different types of experiments, different types of technology, and if you're trying to build the infrastructure that's later going to get people to Mars, it makes a lot of sense to do it, you know, make a pit stop at the moon. However, the question still always remains, how do you pay for it?
Exactly, and that seems to be the fuzzy part, because NASA has estimated at one point that going back to the moon would cost $100 billion or more. We just passed a tax cut in this country that is going to, by most accounts, explode the deficit. Is there any chance that this is a funded mandate?
Chance? Sure. Likelihood? Not really. I mean, already NASA has a pretty small, by comparison to that number that you just mentioned, budget for human exploration. And there's no information yet on how the White House is planning to fund this initiative. They've mentioned that they're going to include it as part of their budget talks for 2019. But I think the White House is really planning to use this as an opportunity to kickstart it and also to direct attention at the private companies already working on this and say, hey, look, here's an opportunity for new jobs in STEM, new research, and we're not going to have to pay for the whole thing.
That's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams. So basically, this push for a return to the moon is a pep talk to America and private industry. And there is good reason to kickstart the space economy. Morgan Stanley released a report recently estimating that that industry will generate $1.1 trillion in revenue by 2040. But when John F. Kennedy asked America to send a man to the moon in 1961, he also asked Congress for $7 to $9 billion to get it done, which Congress provided. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.